What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And today, I'm going to be sharing a few thoughts around why I personally believe organizations need to be tracking the HR processes they have at their disposal, as well as the level and the capabilities of their HR technology stack over employee engagement scores, as well as why CHROs and organizations need to be thinking strategically about the return on learning and development and how they can make it a quantifiable metric to genuinely think about when putting together programs, processes, and frankly, just analyzing how successful your business is being. But for starters, let's talk about why I personally believe in, you know, tracking employee engagement scores should not be a focus in the 2024-2025 world. Here's a few points of views. Now, anyone that knows me may feel and believe that what I'm saying is a bit contradictory, right? You know, folks may be listening and saying, hey, you're the E1B2 guy. You're the guy that believes all employees should be engaged. You're the guy that believes all organizations or all employees should have a contextual experience within not only the workforce, but in their individual teams, in or with their individual leaders, right? I am that guy, and I do agree with those perspectives, and I believe in those perspectives, and I stand on those perspectives. But here's the difference, and here's where I've matured. Here's where I've learned and understood. If a CHRO at that level can closely measure, understand, and keep a close eye and hold a high expectation on the HR technology stack they have, and if that stack gives them the data that they genuinely need, not only now, but to make predictive decisions in the future, and if that HR technology stack is the best fit for where the company is contextually and vibe, energy, the marketplace, if the tech stack fits the company right now and where the company's going in, let's say, an 18-month to 2-year window, and if the company is being scored, tracked, and analyzing their HR processes, meaning the level of the learning and development program, the level of the process in which they hire new management or bring new leaders inside the organization, the level in which their systems and processes around promoting, firing, the level in which they have the ability to create authentic, but also genuine, but also strategic employee branding content with the, you know, the collaboration of the recruiting teams to make sure who they're bringing in not only is excited about the organization, but is truly an operational fit. If you track, in my personal opinion, over to start with, right? If you tell me today there's a company, 900 employees, and they can do one of two things. For the first time ever in the history of the company, they can conduct an employee engagement score to gain and get access to an overall sentiment of the employees internally, or they can take that same amount of budget, time, resources, and energy and put it towards tracking the two factors, tracking the level and competence in which they have HR programs and how well they're doing. Think of it like, you know, again, give respect to top employers and the work that they did there. And then if they can also track, understand, analyze their HR stack and making sure it's what they actually need and they have a full awareness of all the tools they need and all the tools that are available for where the company is now and where the company's going, right? If they can do those two things, I would choose that over tracking the employee engagement score every day in the week, because the employee engagement score is going to give you a vibe and a sentiment and energy and an idea of where things may want to go and what you may want to do. But the employees are not knowledgeable enough, and the data that you can extract from the employees is not thoughtful enough, that if you were to use that as the original compass, if you will, of where you should go as an HR team and as an organization, I believe you'd be putting yourself at a disadvantage, right? Now, if you lean more into making sure you have the best HR processes and systems and every major bucket of HR, and you can track that and understand that and learn from that and learn from other HR leaders in the industry, learn from what other organizations are doing, get an overall score and measurement of where you are right now and your overall capabilities. And then if you can do the same thing for your HR technology stack and maybe think about internal communications technology. Maybe think about new employer branding technology. Maybe think about new recruitment processes and technology. Maybe think about technology that can give you predictive analysis and data to make authentic change management decisions inside the organization, or technology that can help with mergers and acquisitions, since that's something that's on the roadmap in an 18-month window of time. If you can have technology that's at a high level to do those things, that's also a really good play, a really good idea. So that's my idea, right? That's my thought. I believe that companies today that are getting into the assessment, the benchmarking, the scoring, the unpacking, the understanding of where they are as a team, operationally and HR-wise, I believe that is a bigger investment, a smarter investment, going down those two paths. For the very first time, now companies that have done a bunch of different things, we can have a different argument. But if you're doing things for the very first time, I believe I would go deep into that path, deep down that road. I just believe there's a lot of value that can be brought. I believe definitely the HR technology, because depending on where you are, right? Like I'll be very candid with you. I'm strongly considering starting a HR technology agency that's going to analyze your HR technology stack, give you data and advice on where you should be going next, what you should be thinking about, an overall report. Give you an idea of what other companies at your size are doing from a technology stack. And within that particular company, it's going to be, you know, dedicated to the small business startup world. So if you're in, you know, if you're a full-time employee size of 25 to 60, here's the technology you should be thinking about from hiring and onboarding and, you know, organizational growth and performance and HR operations and productivity. You know, if you are 60 employees to 150 full-time, here's the same technology you should be thinking, right? Like organizations, if they can get their hands on data like that, prior to even getting a sentiment of the employees internally, that's golden. That's compelling, right? So that's just something to think about. I think the next thing to think about is getting a return on the learning and development. So learning and development historically has been a part of organizations where they look at it as a call center and not a profit center. And a lot of times learning and development screws up in the following areas as it connects to getting a return. Learning and development, in my personal opinion, screws up around building learning and development systems, processes that are contextual to the learning styles of their team members. So that could help get a better return. I believe they don't have enough learning and development processes and systems built in to their product teams and their sales teams, which in my personal opinion drives the profitability and overall sales of an organization, as well as the innovation of an organization. And I don't believe organizations are taking enough time and mandating learning and development as a part of the overall responsibility. Very similar to how certain real estate agents, every few years, they have to take a new test or get access to a new certification, whatever it's going to be. I believe that should be happening within every role, every department inside of a company. I believe if you're a salesperson, over to if you're a chief of staff, over to if you're sitting in an operations team, a media team, whatever the case is going to be, a marketing team, whatever you do, I believe there should be a certain levels of learning and development moments you go through, that there's a certain, whether it's a score or a mandate to actually apply what you learned, and there's a measurement of that. And if you're not cutting it from a learning and development perspective, over the course of time, you should be removed from the company. I believe that could help get a return on L&D. L&D for me, to get a return, it takes doing things like that. It takes really operationalizing learning and development. It takes empathizing with who you have inside your company and making sure the systems and the processes and the learning and development technology you invest in fits who you have in your company. Newfit, as an example of a company, it was a nonprofit located in Baltimore, Maryland. 85% of the employees didn't potentially have high school diplomas. Came from a very deprived situation personally. Education levels were very low, but hunger and drive were very high. The learning and development technology we have needs to be built in a way that is simple, that has high school to middle school level overall, what am I trying to say? Language, like communication, like the level of the words and the examples and the modules that we're putting the individuals through needs to be at a certain tier and level. See, it's contextual to the staff we have. Now, a company like Microsoft, as an example, would have been perfect for Almost Insight, a company that I was part ownership in and equity in, had some support in, and that supported that particular company, right, would have been great for Microsoft because the level in which we were measuring data, the way that the modules were going through, the communications and the language that we used, the high altitude of the data we were able to pull, just the pure complexity and the difficult nature of the product itself would speak to folks that have been in C-suite level, enterprise level, master degrees, you know, high levels of different degrees, whether it's BAs or doctor's degrees or certain levels of knowledge within a particular industry, right? And so we're talking about a different breed, a different level of a professional. And you know, Almost Insight fit that bucket more directly, right? And so I think to get a better return on L&D, to make this simple, you need to think about the people you have in your company, contextualizing the product to who they are. You need to make it as applicable as possible in real time, right? I heard, you know, Cameron Harold from the COO Alliance, he was talking about if you are an organization putting together learning and development processes, it should be right when you need it, not proactively. Right. And so he said, if you're putting in learning and development systems for a sales team and the goal is to create new channel partnerships and you're educating them on that, it needs to be built in a way where those salespeople can start to take the modules, take the learnings in real time and the next day start to apply what they learned. Right. If you do it 6 months earlier, no matter how talented the salesperson is, the organization is not going to make it a priority and a focus on a weekly basis and hold standards and have standards around it. And the sales professional is not going to think about it, or the partnership professional is not going to think about it, because it's not top of mind, because it's not a part of the day-to-day tasks and focuses currently. And so those are my thoughts on how to get a return on L&D. Those are my thoughts on things that I would prioritize over investing and getting an employee engagement score. Just a few thoughts. Just a few perspectives, things that I want you to noodle on. As always, my name is Anthony Vaughn, founder of the E1B2 Collective. Excited about some new brands that are going to be coming out here soon. And hopefully this episode was able to bring you some value, some thoughts, and some perspective. Let's talk soon. Mm-hmm.